WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
Well, we want to welcome back to the WNRN studios, the Honey Dew Drops. Good morning, Lauren. Good morning, Keggy. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey, Ann. Thanks for having us back.
Well, we're so glad to have you back, actually. And I think if I am to remember kind of the last piece of our conversation from last time, it was, so when are you guys going to put out a CD? And actually, I seem to remember that you're going to take your time. You're going to do it right. And so here it is about a year later, and you did take your time, and you did do it right. It sounds fantastic. So congratulations on this really excellent new CD. But maybe we should remind everyone the story of your fame.
Sure.
Maybe not yet fortune.
If you want to call it that.
What's your fame?
So, I guess about a year and a half ago, we entered the Prairie Home Companion 2008 talent show. And just kind of on a whim, sent in our MySpace page, which had about two songs on it, one that we'd written and one that we were covering by Dwight Yoakam. And about 2 months after that, we'd forgotten about it and got a call from the Prairie Home Companion staff saying that out of 1,000 entries, six bands were going to head to the Fitzgerald Theater in St. Paul, Minnesota. And jumping up and down, yippeeing, we got to go and participated and won the contest. So that's kind of where it started. And then after that, we had been working on a couple of songs and just sort of keeping it around as a hobby, which is sort of how Keggy and I met in the first place. And after that, decided we wanted to hit the road and really try music and started writing more songs. And back in the fall, we started getting our recording equipment ready and wanted to do it all ourselves. And finally, in the winter, we recorded the record. So that's kind of where we are today.
Well, I just remember a conversation about being in St. Paul and having lots of words of encouragement from Garrison Keillor, and actually kind of him helping choosing the song, mm-hmm. which you won. Was it Long Black Veil?
Yeah, we played Long Black Veil, and we played a Dwight Yoakam song called Miner's Prayer. And he was like, those songs really work out well for you. You should do them. So we did, and it ended up working out for us. So it was great to get to work with him and talk with him and sing some songs with him. And we were blown away by that whole experience. So when we got home, we started focusing on writing more tunes. And like Laura said, we finally finished up the CD. And it's 11 songs. All of them were written by us. And we're pretty happy with what we came up with.
Oh, I commented last time, kind of the Gillian Welch, Dave Rawlings mm-hmm. kind of sound you all have. And certainly you haven't walked away from it, but I think you've also kind of developed more of your own sound. I don't think you ever were really a carbon copy of them, but I remember last time you actually brought in a guitar that was very similar to Dave Rawlings' yeah. guitar, and I was commenting about that as well. But it's kind of nice to see you kind of step into your own through this process as well. We have the Honey Dew Drops here. They've got this great new CD out. They'll be celebrating it tomorrow at Is Venue. We do have a pair of tickets to give away at the end of the interview. The CD is called If the Sun Will Shine. And how about if you play us a tune from that new CD?
Sure. We're going to do the first track off of that CD called Bluest Blue Eyes.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Going by the doggone away from here. Never did nothing, my record's clear. But he turned me down and he treated me mean. So long, trouble, so long. So until all my trouble's gone. I don't pretend like I whispering with poor boys and worn-out boys. So long, Jerusalem. So long, Jerusalem. Tossed about in a guinea crown by all these people trying to lay me down. Until I win. So long, Jerusalem. So long, Jerusalem. People look like a mountain rain running down these hills. Calling back, hey honey babe, I can hear him steal.
WNRN. We've got the Honeydew Drops here in the WNRN studios. They've got their CD release party tomorrow night at IZ Venue. It's also going to feature Trent Wagler as well. How'd you hook up with Trent? He's always fun to talk with. And
yeah, he is.
He's a very fun guy.
He's a great musician, too. Great singer.
Yeah. We went to the Folk Alliance Conference in February, and we'd been hearing Trent's name forever, and it's kind of silly that we had to go all the way to Memphis to, like, finally meet him. But we sort of connected with him just because he was from the same area. We went to see him at one of his showcases and sort of almost immediately hit it off, and we had a jam in their hotel room, you know, just drinking lots of coffee, and he was with his other duo partner Jay Lapp, who is also an amazing musician, and we were just doing bluegrass covers and sharing songs and singing harmonies, and we had a long jam in the lobby, and just kind of from there really hit it off musically. And so we've been really looking forward to doing this with him. And, you know, almost immediately when Jayon over at IZ said, who do you want to open? We said Trent. Just didn't even think about it. So
is he going to be there by himself?
I think he's going to be playing with his bass player from his Steel Wheels group. You know, we're sort of keeping it a fairly, you know, low level acoustic evening. We were kind of hoping that his, other duo partner, Jay Lack, was going to be with him, but he lives in Indiana. So yeah, it'll just be Trent, but it'll be good Trent.
Yeah, always.
We should mention Eric the Red is going to play tomorrow night too. Red is our good friend from Scottsville who,
do you know of him, Ann?
I certainly know the Viking named Eric the Red. Does he come
Red
from Norse background?
Well, maybe. We're not entirely sure about where Red comes from. But I actually do know that he's from Charlottesville. He's been in the area for a long time, and he's a singer-songwriter, guitar player, singer kind of guy, and plays really, really nice original music. And he'll be starting things off tomorrow evening, then Trent will play, and then Laura and I will play a real long set.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Honeydew Drops here in the WNRN studio. Is it kind of interesting how people have kind of mangled your name a bit?
I have noticed that.
and I'm guilty as charged. Because a lot of people, especially in the summertime, think of the melons, mm-hmm. And then they want to put those two words together, where it's actually
right.
The honey dewdrops.
Right. It's honey as in one word and dewdrops as in another.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I just want to clarify that if you're Googling, you want to get more information.
That's right.
That's the way to do it, is to find more about Laura and Keggy that way. Certainly, you know, well known for your MySpace page. Have you ventured into Twitter or Facebook at this time?
Facebook, yes. You can be a fan on Facebook. Twitter, not so much. I think, I don't know, we try to keep things a little more low maintenance, I guess, and Twitter, I think Twitter is great for a lot of different things, but we just haven't gotten to that point yet.
You don't have it on your cell phone so you can update it constantly?
We barely even have cell phones.
Wow. Pretty low tech.
Yeah.
Well, Laura says low maintenance, but I mean, between a MySpace page,
we have MySpace, we have Facebook,
and then like an actual website.
Right. You know,
that's actually a lot of work.
And keeping track of all, you know, especially since our CD came out a month ago, it's sort of keeping track of all the websites that it is on. I think we're doing okay for that part. I mean, we haven't gotten pushed into Twitter yet. I think it's still kind of, you know, like MySpace was just such this eye-opening experience two or three years ago whenever we got on it. And I was like, oh, this is, you know, the next big thing and everybody's going to be doing this. And at the same time, everybody was on Facebook. So it was like people were moving away from MySpace and on Facebook. So then I said, okay, I have to get a Facebook account. And
what about, Ann, do you Twitter too?
The station Twitters.
Oh, wow. Oh,
okay.
I do not.
I tweet.
Facebook, though. My kids did it, actually. They set it up for me. And they suggested that, you know, some friends, and then it began. So it's
I think the concept is pretty cool.
Yeah,
like, you know, you can follow a band, but at the same time, like, I don't want to keep up with it so much that, you know, it's taking away from the important part of, you know, practicing the music, because I could see myself getting just absolutely sucked into tweeting or whatever.
I'll make sure you never tweet.
No sweet tweets for me.
Yeah, right.
We've got Laura and Keke. They are the Honey Dewdrops, and they are having their CD release party tomorrow at Is Venue. Another tune for us?
Sure.
Absolutely. We're going to do another song off our record, and it's called When Was the War? This is one that we usually collaborate on most of our songs, but Keggy wrote these words.
All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3. Sooner or later, we all
WNRN. Honey Dewdrops in the WNRN studio. They will be playing tomorrow night at IS Venue. Also, Trent Wagler will be there and Eric the Red as well to make it an evening of acoustic music at IS. And glad that Honey Dewdrops are back in the WNRN studio. They were here about a year ago after their appearance on Garrison Keillor's show and making them the winner. I'm going to take a quick break, actually, and then we'll be back with more music and conversation with Laura and Kagi in just a minute. Got the Honey Dewdrops in the WNRN studio. It's kind of exciting because they've got a new CD that is out, and it is called If the Sun Will Shine. And we referred earlier to the fact that about a year ago, you hadn't quite embarked on this project, and you said that you went off and wrote most or all of the songs on this CD. But I seem to remember that a year ago, you just had a few songs that you had penned underneath your belt. So tell us a little bit about that kind of process of kind of becoming songwriters. I mean, for some people like me, just forget it. We're not going to try to write a song. Or was there a process that you went through? Did you go to songwriting workshops? What did you do? I mean, these songs are good.
Well, thank you so much,
Anne. Thanks.
I guess the first step of our writing songs was listening to a lot of music. I mean, we love a lot of songs, a lot of different kind of music, but especially singer-songwriter stuff. And we had kind of gotten into writing songs before we did the Prairie Home thing and before we moved up here to Charlottesville a few years ago. And, you know, after we did the Prairie Home thing and started playing a lot more music, we just got to write more songs, and usually how it worked was I would write something and hand it to Laura, and she would shake her head and go, "No, this is horrible. Try again." And we just kind of went back and forth like that, and it actually works out quite well for us to do it that way. So either us will come up with an idea and we'll kind of share it with each other, and it'll either work or not, and we'll work on it some more and work on it a little bit more after that, and eventually it comes to us. That's kind of been our process. It's getting, I guess we've kind of, it's gotten a little bit easier as time is
refined as time goes on.
It's getting easier as time goes on.
I'm kind of laughing because it really is like way more of a process than he described, because Keggy is really the lyricist, and I might add a word or a line, and I can pinpoint exactly where my footprint for the words goes, but he really comes up with this great idea, and he can speak about things so much better than I can. And so finally, when he brings it to me, I'm usually tacking some music to it. So it's a very combined effort. And, you know, either one of us is always involved in what we're working on. It's a really dual partnership that way.
And who are these singer-songwriters that you are inspired by?
Oh, gosh, there's so many.
Top five
singer-songwriters. We really like a lot of old music, like from the 20s and 30s.
Okay.
So we listen to a lot of Monroe Brothers. Really like
they're
their
singer-songwriters. Well, but we do like a lot of traditional music too.
Well, no, but
they
know,
are
both
singer-songwriters.
Bill and his brother both wrote a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
We grew up, both of us, I think, listening to a lot of Paul Simon. Mm-hmm. So Simon and Garfunkel would be in there too. Who else, Laura?
Well, I have, you know, as much as we don't like to talk about it, Gillian Welch.
Those guys are great. So we listen to a lot of them.
And Dave Rawlings. Yeah. Very inspired by them.
A lot of Ramblin' Jack Elliott, too, who is not really a songwriter, but one of the best singers and performers that I've ever heard. Love Ramblin' Jack. You got one more?
I want to throw another female in there. Mm-hmm. Let me think here for a second.
But that actually kind of goes back to something about your vocal style that I want to kind of talk briefly about, too, because obviously, you know, Gillian Welch studied. She grew up in Southern California, so there's no way that she grew up in, you know, Appalachia learning how to holler from the side of a mountain. Mm-hmm. But certainly she adapted what worked with her in that style. What was your journey with the way you sing? Because it does have that Appalachian feel to it.
That's a good question. No one's really asked me that. I grew up singing. I sort of, from an early age, someone said, you've got a really good voice. There was even a funny story that my dad would laugh about, being at a Jiffy Lube and some really old guy telling me I looked like Nancy Griffith. My dad said, well, she probably can sing like her, too. And at the time, we didn't know who it was. So we went out to the store and immediately got a Nancy Griffith record. And
so there's so, your fifth one.
All right, there's one. Yeah. So I was encouraged by my parents to just sing my whole life. And, I even took guitar lessons at a young age. And so I've kind of always had music around. So progressively, I've been, you know, fiddling around with my voice, always kind of imitating other singers, but trying to find my own style at the same time. And I think it's getting better. I was doing a little bit more sort of, lighter folk music when I was in high school, and in college I started getting more into bluegrass.
What is folk music light for you?
I'm just curious.
Light.
That's right, folk light, folk diet folk. I guess I was listening to a lot of female singers, so okay. I was listening to a lot of Joni Mitchell and Sarah McLachlan, and you know, like I didn't hit Gillian Welch until I was in college, and
she wasn't really even out doing anything until.
Well, actually, she was she got that Grammy nomination in '96 when I was in middle school.
Okay,
so she had been out for a while.
The first time I saw her was '94, '95.
Oh, wow.
She opened, and Dave. For Steve Earle, Train of Coming tour rendition at the Philadelphia Folk Festival, and I was like,
"Oh wow,
who the heck is this?" And so I even wrote to her. I've tried to find her and mm-hmm. get. I actually have a cassette, one of the earliest cassettes. They tell me it's even worth some money now, of like a 4 or 5 song demo, which has like
great.
Red Clay Halo on there and some other stuff like that.
Wow.
But Tim O'Brien and Molly mm-hmm. O'Brien picked up Orphan Girl actually. Uh-huh. Was
right.
Probably the first recording of any of their music.
Yeah, they've done it right, for sure. You know, writing the songs and other people mm-hmm. recording them. I think I've even heard Gillian yeah. say that was a really good route for them to mm-hmm. go. So anyway, that was a little bit of my yeah. vocal journey.
But also, recently, we got to do a workshop over a weekend this past April with Jenny Hawker and Tracy Schwartz. Who are some really amazing, I mean, masterful mm-hmm. folk singers and instrumentalists, too. And they do this great workshop out of their home where, you know, you can come to their house and they will work on songs with you.
Hmm.
And we got to do this workshop this past April, and it was just a really fantastic. I mean, it was great just in the fact that we got to meet and hang out with, you know, two performers that we just were
just
crazy
love.
About.
Absolutely.
But then to let us play some of our songs that we had wrote and have them, you know, kind of give us some feedback on them and give us some ideas about what we could do to, you know, beef them up a little bit.
And it was good
just
feedback,
fantastic.
Which we weren't expecting. We were thinking like, oh, they're just not going to like it, you know, and they loved a couple of our songs. So that was a really nice mm-hmm. Thing to have, you know, two people that you really admire and respect
yeah.
Tell you that they like your songs.
So one question for you, Laura. You heard of Molly Andrews?
I have, yeah.
Have you heard of her stuff?
I think I have. Does she play with somebody?
Not all the time.
It's just her. Usually.
Well, there's an album she put out with Duck Baker. But
oh, hey, Duck Baker.
Duck Baker.
But you should check her out. I think you'll like it. I don't know if you'll learn anything, but I think
okay.
you'll just like it. She's got a really interesting take on folk music, and it's not folk music light either.
Mm-hmm. Is she a fiddle player too?
I don't think so.
Okay.
It's not folk light. Well, I was gonna have a suggestion for you. Do you know of Jody Stecker and Kate Brislin?
Oh yes.
Okay, good. All right. And you're well, and I also respect you for wearing the Delfest shirt. Because we love Del McCurry.
Well, that's one more song for us this morning.
Okay.
Sure. Well, we're going to do one called Fly Away Free that's written in a fingerstyle kind of way. So I'm going to do my best to wake my fingers up this morning.
It's a little early for us musicians.
Please. Okay.
got a song and I got a prayer for a little bird trying to get south from here. Pretty all right, but all out of breath. She got a little branch to rest on and nothing much else. Throw down her body for one more mile, one more night till she can sleep a while. Faster, keep the cold away. And the ghosts don't follow. Throw down her body and light up her soul. She searched for diamonds and sifted through coal. Her hands are shaky, she'll let go of tomorrow. She's gonna fly away free from this world so narrow.
WNRN. Honeydew Drops here in WNRN studio, and they are going to be tomorrow night at IZ along with Eric the Red, Trent Wagler. Should be an excellent evening of music and a chance to celebrate the accomplishment of putting together a CD. A lot of work, I would imagine, for both of you to put that together.
A lot of good work.
Well, thanks so much for coming in and sharing all your stories with us this morning, and good luck on your CD release party tomorrow. Sounds like it's going to be lots of fun.
Yes, it will be.
It is going to be fun.
And we're going to play a tune called Don't Leave Me Here from the new CD. As we give away a pair of tickets to this CD release party, we'll give those away to caller number 3-979-0919, 877-967-6762, or star NRN on your Intellos wireless phone. Thanks for tuning in to WNRN.